This is our premium balcony.
On
the other side of the building, we have folks who are right on Pearl, and then on the, I guess, north-facing side, some folks do have a nice view of the mountains there.
Oh, some folks have a view of the railroad tracks, though, and the train comes through multiple times a night.
Yeah. Megan and Rui Arango have lived in their Boulder apartment for 3 years. They were some of the first tenants to move into the Depot Square in the Boulder Junction development. They moved from Washington, D.C. so that Megan could attend graduate school.
It was difficult to find housing from afar. And we were very surprised to realize that the Boulder housing market was not much better than the DC housing market.
What exactly made it so difficult?
Definitely availability is a piece of it. Because we have a dog, also, there are fewer pet-friendly apartments and even fewer pet-friendly apartments that are in our budget.
The building has changed owners 3 times in as many years. The current owner is Avanth Capital Management. In May, the Arangos got a letter from their landlord saying they're facing an increase in their rent.
In the past 3 years, our rent has actually stayed the same, but what has increased are the amenities in the building. Initially, when we were offered a lease to move into Depot Square, parking was supposed to be included as a part of being a renter in Depot Square. Then they said it was going to be, I think, $50 a month, and then it was increased to $75 a month, and now it's $90 a month per space. To park our car, and there's no street parking anywhere in the neighborhood except one tiny block that's on a commercial block. So the people who work there park their cars there. So there's really no other option if you have a car except to pay the $90 a month and park in the garage.
Now, with the increase in the maximum allowable affordable rent, we are facing a 7% rent increase. We received written notice for that on May the 24th, and that's out of a possible maximum 10.5% increase that they could have implemented. The reason they did not is because we beseeched the Boulder City Council to please do something about this, because we didn't feel like our rent should go up 10.5%. The City of Boulder can step in directly and amend maximum rents for affordable housing, but instead of doing that, they decided to ask landlords nicely. And so this was presented to us as a success and a great steal, a bargain for us, that we get to pay 7% more for rent. So, you know, we're not getting 7% more apartment. There have been no improvements in the building 3 years that we've been here. It seems like a ruling just in favor of the landlords.
Is this classified as affordable housing, or is this just private market, or, you know, what kind of classification does this housing have?
Yeah, so this is affordable housing. It's a little complex, but there's different kinds. There's income-based and income-restricted. Income-based housing is stuff like Section 8, and this is, our apartment is not Section 8. So we have a maximum income that we cannot exceed, and our rents are based on the AMI, the area median income, which went up 10.5% last year. Imagine that. So because the AMI increased 10.5%, our maximum rents increased by that same amount.
They currently pay about $11.50 a month.
And then add $90 for parking. And then our utilities in the last year have skyrocketed, even though this is supposed to be a green building. It's supposed to be energy efficient. And our utility bills were actually never more than $30 a month before. They submetered the units, and now we're getting bills for like $90. Some other tenants in the building are getting bills for closer to $140, $150. And these are not large apartments. So when you take all of the costs, parking, the pet rent, which is typical for renting with a dog, and then the base rent, it comes out to about like $1,250, $1,300 a month.
For 700 square foot affordable housing apartment, which is definitely less than the rest of the market, but it's not cheap.
Do you think at some point you'll get priced out of the market here?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Our wages just aren't going up at pace with the area median income. And the statistics bear it out that the majority of people who are moving to Boulder County are making more than $200,000 a year. It's not people like us. And if our rent is tied to the area median income and our wages aren't going up in proportion, which is something they're telling us again and again when we bring this up, they're telling us, no, everyone in Boulder County is doing better. That's what the AMI tells us. And we're not. We're just not.
It's such an obvious answer. We all know what's going on, right? We all understand that there's runaway gentrification taking place here, and that, you know, the future of Boulder, if no one steps in and the city doesn't step in, is going to be the future of San Francisco with a similarly inhumane homeless problem, with rents that no one except incredibly wealthy people can afford, and every other worker turned into a migrant who commutes into work and to make the city run and then has to commute all the way back home to some faraway place. And I think that's not a very bright future.